morning. Happy New Year. We have the privilege to talk about New Year today because we have faith that we will see the new light in the new year. God is great. Hallelujah. Let us read the word of God from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, verse 36 to 38. We can read. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow till she was 84. She didn't depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer, night and day. And coming up at the very hours, she gave thanks to God and spoke of him to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. This is God's word. This morning, we continue with the same theme we started some weeks ago, and it is still going on. And if you see, we are turning around the same text, reading the same text about the birth of Jesus. But this specific moment, because I remember the previous sermon, we've been told about the context in which we read this text. If only I can help you to recall what you have learned. We have learned that this text is in the context in which our Jesus was born, in the context in which the people of God were oppressed by the Roman Empire. So they were desperate, hopeless, and they were expecting a Messiah, a Redeemer, to come and redeem them from the oppression, the political oppression of the Roman Empire. We continue with the same theme, but we'll focus on these two verses we just read, verses we just read right now. The text in which we are reading right now will lead us to a theme which is our favorite theme of the month, entitled Christ the Redeemer Who Brings Light into the Human Darkness. Christ is the Redeemer and he brings light into human darkness. Oppression was darkness that time. And the Jews were expecting a Redeemer who can remove them from this darkness of oppression. As you all know, we don't even have to define what is darkness, but darkness is a situation which is not pleasant, which doesn't help people to feel free and to be joyful. In the world, we have the experience of different types of darkness. Darkness can appear as suffering. When you suffer, you live as if you are not living. It's a darkness. Darkness can take the form of injustice, where the rights of human beings are not respected. It is darkness. Darkness can also signify hopelessness. You live, you don't have hope. You live, you are desperate. You don't know where the salvation will come from. This is darkness. Darkness is also all types of sins, meaning living without God, without trusting in a Redeemer. This is also darkness. Darkness can also mean unemployment, joblessness. When you don't have a job, you are in darkness. I think in our local languages, we have a good expression to talk about this darkness. Darkness can mean war, a situation where people are helpless, where families are struggling, a situation in which people are moving from their respective countries to migrate to other countries because of war, because of insecurity. This is a kind of darkness. Darkness can mean also aggression. When you are invaded by new countries, different countries, and they invade you in your own country, occupying your position, this is darkness. So the Israelites were also in this kind of darkness when we put this text in this context. Let us come now to our text. The text that we just read is talking about a woman whose name is Anna. Anna was a woman who lived in darkness. She lived in darkness because during the darkness, many people can feel like quit from worshiping. They can feel like looking for solution by themselves, abandoning God, thinking that God already abandoned them. But in this text of Luke chapter 2, verse 36 to 38, it's a woman, Anna, was living in such a situation, but who didn't want to be hopeless during the darkness, the situation which is darker for her? Instead of relying on herself, she depends on God and she put her hope in God. And God changed her darkness into light. And this is what we will get as an inspiration while we are preparing to enter, because we are crossing a year of darkness. Last year, it was a year of darkness. I can imagine, telling you the truth, how I was sitting under the bullet, and the bullet came and pierced my roof, my ceiling, the ceiling of my house. Then it was some kind of darkness. I sit down 2 full days. I didn't move from the place because I was fearing. I was in darkness. It was horrible. And I remember the song I was singing. You often sing it, you choir. All the time, God, you never forsaken me. You never forsake me. All the time. And I didn't know the lyrics very well, but I was able to articulate a few. So let us come to this text. Anna was living in a darkness. She was a widow. The first darkness suffering for her was when she got married only for after 7 years with her husband. Her husband died. It's a big darkness you can't imagine. And after that, this situation didn't push her to abandon God. Instead, she decided to trust in God. She didn't despair. She didn't believe that death could have the last say in her life. She trusts in the Lord. And the text we read is saying that she was going, living in the temple and praying, fasting, worshiping night. They started with night and day. Instead of abandoning God, getting despaired, hopeless, she, in this kind of suffering, she committed her life, she devoted her life to worshiping, praying, fasting, and being in the presence of the Lord, because it was his only hope for her. And she knew the promise of the Lord for his people. God promised to redeem his people. And she trusts in that. Although it took years from, imagine, if she got married at the age of 15, as they used to do in their culture, meaning her husband died when she was like 22, she was 22, and then she became 84, still having hope and trusting in the God and worshiping the Lord. She remained faithful to the Lord. It is an exception. I'm telling you, it is an exception, because not everyone can bear such a suffering and still remain faithful to God. It's an exception. But God, in her darkness, she trusts in the Lord. But what I appreciate from this text, God rewarded her faithfulness. And from the verse we just read, because she spent all her life in the temple, when they brought Jesus for the blessing, and when Jesus was held by Simeon, who was also another person who trusted in the Lord, and he was able to see the coming of Jesus. He was able to hold Jesus in his hands, and he told God, "Now I can go in peace because I already found the realization of your promise." The same for Anna. Anna also, when she met Simeon, the baby Jesus in the hands of Simeon, she praised the Lord, she thanked the Lord, and she recognized the son, Jesus, the baby. If you can read it through the biblical stories, Jesus was not born as a special baby who could have attracted her attention to the point that she can immediately recognize him as the promised Redeemer, the promised Savior. He was born in a manger. He was meaning he was like a poor. He didn't come like the king expected king, as they used to believe, to come to redeem them from the Roman oppression, but he came a very humble. But in this humble manner, Anna, because she was having intimacy with God, God gave her the spirit to discern and to recognize that this is the promised Savior, a baby. People who do not believe in this might find her foolish, because how come you can trust in a baby and you say this is the one who will save you? This is the revelation from God, because she had intimacy with God. The fact that she spent all the time in the presence of God. And once she recognized that this Jesus is the Redeemer, this was the light Jesus provided to her, that she can recognize him as the Redeemer. And her mind was open, and now she was relieved. She got relief because she already saw the Messiah or the Redeemer she was longing for. Although Jesus didn't appear like a wealthy man, he came in a humble manner. There we can also learn that God is not a God of extravagant things, but he can act in humility, quietly, but powerfully, very powerful. And when Anna made the encounter of Jesus, she became another person. The light is in her heart, and this encounter transformed her life. Imagine, she was going to worship, to praise the Lord secretly in the temple, not openly. Once the light came, once she encountered that light, she changed her life. Her faith was no longer the faith limited or the temple. in the temple, but she went now, she started going and explaining and witnessing to those people who were expecting also such an event. She went to tell them about the baby she just saw. The light transformed her. Jesus, the encounter with Jesus transformed her. Jesus is the Savior, the promised Messiah, who can change our darkness into light. The darkness cannot conquer the light. Imagine how little he was, and almost everywhere from generation to generation, this light is going on. If he was a very simple baby, it could not have happened like this. Until now, we are still talking about him because he's the light, and his light transformed. He conquered the darkness. The fear we have disappeared. The hopelessness people could have disappeared. It disappeared because the light is already there. And death as well. When Jesus died, because Jesus came to die for us, to forgive us, to bring us from the area of darkness to the area of being heirs of the kingdom. We inherit the kingdom with Jesus, because when we believe in him, when we encounter him, when we meet him by faith, that is the time we become immediately sons and daughters of God. Meaning, now we become the most powerful, because God is the creator. God is the King of kings. Jesus is the King of kings. To inherit with him, meaning we become like the children of the king. We are the king. All the powers, the power of darkness, will disappear in front of Jesus when we encounter Jesus. And Anna also changed her situation, her story. She used to bend like a widow. She used, sometimes in Israel, the widows were neglected. But she's no longer neglected. Imagine we are talking about her even right now. She is no longer neglected like any widow. She is special. She is a paradigm now for many widows, many people who still live in darkness, because she met the light and the light transformed her in a person of value. She's very valuable because she talked about the Most High, the Redeemer, Jesus Christ. And once she met Jesus, she commit again her life to witness. Her hard hopelessness changed into joy. She became joyful. Her poverty became wealth in Jesus Christ. She didn't, even when she was waiting, people could have wondered, why is this woman having such a great hope? Her faithfulness, God honors her faithfulness. She was able to discover that the time she was waiting, it was not a useless time. Waiting in prayer, waiting and devoting life to God is not a waste of time. Although it took time to see this promise, imagine 84 years she's been praying. Imagine if somebody didn't have faith, could have said, no, it took longer. I don't think that he will come and the Messiah will come. But Jesus is Redeemer. It took time, but at least she saw it because of her faithfulness. Her waiting was not useless. It was important. She gave God the time to answer her prayer. God is a God of time. But what you can do is not to wait without praying. You have to wait while praying so that you will meet the Messiah. And once we meet him, He will change. He will transform our life. He will transform our story. She is no longer the story. It is no longer a story of a widow, but it is a story of somebody who trusts in the Lord. Faithfulness. Faithfulness. And it is a story of encountering Jesus Christ, the light of the world. This light transforms our life. You will never say that you have faith if you don't see the signs of that one showing that you have met Jesus. Usually there is transformation whenever we meet Jesus. The way we used to live is no longer the way we can live today. We will have the mark of this. Imagine when Peter and others were going where Jesus was crucified. They recognized immediately that you were with this man because the language you speak sounds like his language. This is a mark because they saw the light. The light is there. We can no longer live in darkness. Jesus came to save us. Although today we are celebrating a baby Jesus, but he already died for everybody. Whoever believes in him will see the light, will experience the light in his life. He will transform you. He will change you from hopelessness, but joyful person. You will be happy. And people may wonder, how come he's still poor, but he's happy? It's because he saw the life and his hope is not in the wealth, earthly wealth, but aside beyond that, we believe in the Most High, Jesus Christ, the Redeemer. He will transform your work into a mission. The mission, you will share this good news as did Anne. After she already recognized the Redeemer, she now starts sharing this good news with others. This is a mission. And as we meet the light. Jesus said all his disciples should shine as the light because Jesus is the light into our darkness. Your mission will be to bring good news to others and to shine as others, to show the way to other people. You will not keep this salvation for you alone, but all people need it. Those who are still living in darkness need it. They need you, they need me. So we have to work towards sharing this good news, showing the way to people, and that all people will change from darkness to the light when they accept Jesus as their Savior and their Lord. By the end, our story changes if we believe in Jesus, if we meet Jesus by faith. We don't meet him physically, but by faith, this is the way we can meet Jesus, and this will give us hope. We will no longer be desperate. We will no longer be fearful to meet the Lord because we know that Jesus already died and he resurrected for our salvation. If you still live in darkness, this is the time you need to prepare. If you see people living in a hopeless situation, which we described as darkness, even on this earth, and that they still continue happily coming to the church and so on, just make sure that they have encountered the light. This sustains somebody even during the time of sufferings. Suffering will always be there, but our mission is to work towards changing all this situation, following the light, because Jesus did. He healed the sick. He challenged the powerful to practice justice. This is the mission we will be given now, because our story is no longer a story of darkness, but it's a story of a mission to transform the world around us. Sisters and brothers, this is the right time you can take your personal decision If you still live in darkness, you lack light, please believe in Jesus. He will change your history. He will transform you, and he will send you a mission to share this good news with other people. This is our responsibility. It is now up to you to decide, because right now we don't know what will happen next year. We still have a few days. Prepare ourselves to leave the darkness, the sinful darkness of last year, in which we are still, we're still having a few days, to move towards the new year in the light of Jesus Christ and to be witness. I can summarize it in three words. Encounter, you encounter Jesus, you recognize him, trust, and be faithful and witness. Witness, because Jesus is the Redeemer. He changed our life. And change your history from now, and then you will be the happiest person in the year to come in a few days. May the Lord help each one of us to take his personal decision. And God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for his word sent to us this morning. And we believe the Spirit will keep interpreting this to each one of us individually.